What is Robinhood's view toward getting a significant percentage of its revenue from a joke or meme coin like Dogecoin?
Yeah, before I answer that specific question, I want to pull it up one level around this idea of meme investing. I think that whenever we hear people talking about this, there's this undercurrent that, you know, retail investors are not smart enough to make the right decisions when it comes to investing, that they're choosing these things just as gamblers. And, you know, I think that's kind of insulting, honestly. Our CEO, Vlad, wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal a few months ago that I would strongly co-sign and say, you know, retail investors actually have a wealth of information that's available to them. They are long-term in their outlook. We really shouldn't be criticizing them for what stocks they're picking specifically, right? So the idea of meme investing, I think, needs a little bit of an attitude adjustment. When it comes to coins, you know, Doge specifically, you mentioned, we've actually had Doge on our platform since 2018. So it's not something that's just like, oh, there's this big pop, let's add it, let's get this retail involvement. What I specifically like about this, the kind of Doge cycle that we saw, was that it offers a way for people to get involved that's not super intimidating. So when you drive to work, you could be in the car that you like and you could say, oh, I'm going to buy stock in this company. Or you work with a computer and you're like, this computer is great, they're constantly innovating, I'm going to invest. Or you go home and you brush your teeth, right? The toothpaste that you use is working great, you've got a pearly white smile, there you go. And so you say, I'm going to buy stock. With cryptocurrencies, it's a lot less accessible from a knowledge perspective, from being able to say, what is this thing, to really understanding it. People think, I need to be a computer scientist, I need to be a cryptologist.
Yes, right? They do.
Right, and so Doge is kind of the first thing that I've seen where it's like, you know what, the community is the first entry point, right? And community is incredibly important to cryptocurrencies and the projects and protocols. So I think it's a valid reason to get involved. And we think it's just an entry point, like Bitcoin and Ethereum has been before it.